Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Sam Palcrano, Vice President of Sustainability within the U.S. Postal Service. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Bill Takis. Sam, last October, President Obama signed Executive Order 13514, requiring federal executive agencies to increase their energy efficiency, reduce fleet petroleum consumption. Though the order doesn't apply to the Postal Service, what lessons can federal agencies learn from your efforts, and how are you working with federal agencies to educate them on your successes?
Well, we have volunteered to share with the other federal agencies what we've accomplished and how we've accomplished it. But we've learned a number of things. One, we've learned how important it is to establish goals and measure against those goals, improve your systems to support that measurement. And as a result, of course, to ultimately drive down your energy costs, drive down your greenhouse gas impact. The other thing that we learned was how to produce an annual sustainability corporate report. This is quite an undertaking. As I mentioned, and if you look at this year's annual report, 2009, you'll see that we've showcased by functional business unit what they've achieved. That takes a lot of coordination and effort, parsing out what parts of the story you're going to tell and how you're going to tell it and what data points you're going to use. We've also learned how to design and use public websites. So as I mentioned, our USPS.green website. And if you go to that website, you'll see that we change it up. At least 3 to 4 times a week, we go on and make changes. So the pictures that we may be showing, we have them changed up. We'll put whatever the latest and greatest news article is for the week. So it's always refreshed, and there's always something new for people to go to. We're very pleased to be in the position that we are working with the other federal agencies. You know, we're very much engaged with working with Michelle Moore, who I understand you've also had on the radio program, and driving forward President Obama's executive order to reduce energy and greenhouse gas initiatives. We take very seriously our role as a federal agency, as in a leadership position across the United States to do so.
Well, since 1995, Sam, the Postal Service has been honored and recognized with numerous awards, over 75 major environmental awards alone. And most recently, we understand that you won the 2009 Climate Action Champion Award. Given all this recognition that you've received and the successes that you've had, from your perspective, how do these past accomplishments really provide a guide for your future and your future successes?
Well, our employees are very proud of these accomplishments and the recognition that we've received. But our objective is to seek continuous improvement. So we always keep trying to raise the bar just another notch. And if you've heard some of the successes that I've mentioned already on the show, you can see that our employees are engaged and they're looking for ways to improve in the areas that they can. So we're very pleased with that particular result. But once again, as I mentioned in the very beginning of the show, we're a very large organization. We're in every community across America each and every day, and we need to be very focused and committed to achieving our environmental goals and objectives as an organization. I think our Postmaster General, John Potter, puts it the best. He says, quite simply, we want to be the best. We want to be the best neighbor. We want to be the best business partner, and we want to be one of the best places to work when it comes to sustainable business practices. So that's why we're going to continue to strive to just continue improving wherever we can.
Well, continuing on that theme of trying to be the best in the future, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges that you'll face in the future in the sustainability area? And really, how do you envision your office, your particular group, How do you envision that will evolve to meet those challenges?
Well, some of those challenges are quite frankly, for example, tracking our corporate-wide sustainability data. We're so large, 36,000 facilities, 210,000 vehicles. Sometimes it's difficult to pull that data together. So we have done some things to improve our data tracking systems. And also, as I mentioned, integrating and coordinating across multiple business units in a large organization and multiple regions across the country, our sustainability initiatives and telling that story in a concise and accurate manner. We firmly believe that running your business in a sustainable way, for us, will enhance the value of the mail and enhance the value of the products that we provide to our customers. So we're going to continue to evolve to meet those challenges. We're going to continue to roll out and engage our employees and our green teams. We're going to continue moving the bar and seeking incremental improvements.
Sam, you've mentioned today in our conversation the 2009 sustainability report, and I'd like for you to sort of delve into it a little bit for us. As a reader, what will I find there? And are there any highlights that are in the 2009 report that we haven't talked about today?
Yeah, there are a couple excellent highlights, and all the credit goes to the respective business units that helped achieve these. But let me just give you some of the things that we're most proud of and we highlighted in the report. Since 2005, we've reduced our facility energy use 10.8 trillion British thermal units. That's a significant reduction. As I mentioned, that's worth about $150 million in avoided cost per year. In fact, putting it in since 2007, that saved us $400 million. Another area is in our contracted fuel use. Our business unit there, they've reduced that $314 million in 2009. And our human resources group, because they've changed so much of their activities from paper-based to online activities, so their hiring activity, for example, was extremely paper-based. Our case management for employees that were injured was very paper-based. They've gone to online systems. Just last year alone, they saved 10 million sheets and forms and taken that paper out of our system. Another thing that that we're really pleased is our engineering group. They took some customer barcode sorters that we were going to actually scrap and recycled them. They redesigned them and repurposed them into another piece of equipment that we can use on the workroom floor. And that saved us $70 million by updating those decommissioned machines to have another purpose. And that's just a wonderful story because, all of that material and steel, a lot of it we would have recycled, but, some of it ultimately could have potentially ended up in a landfill. The other thing that we're very proud of is we've done a much better job of recycling our mail transport equipment. This is the stuff that we use to move the mail that, it's on four wheels. We earned $2.4 million in income by improving how we recycled those products that were damaged and that we couldn't use any longer. So as I mentioned, we're going to continue to achieve our sustainability goals across our functions and our departments. We think we're building and laying a very solid foundation for our organization, our employees, and our customers by the activities that we're doing today and that we have planned over the next 2 to 3 years. So as I mentioned, as a federal agency, we're going to do everything we can to help green the government, and we want the public to know just how the Postal Service is going to continue to step up and continue to take action wherever and whenever we can.
It's wonderful. You've had an interesting and successful career with the Postal Service. Well, what advice would you give to someone thinking about a career in public service?
Well, as I said, I have almost 35 years with the Postal Service. I will say it's been a very rewarding career. In those 35 years, I've never had a job that I didn't enjoy and that I didn't like. So that's something I'm not sure everybody can say. So that's a testament to, I guess, being in the federal sector. But if you're out there looking for a job, and right now the federal government is a great place to be employed. They have wonderful benefits. But you got to get out there and you got to do your research. You got to match your skills to the job for which you're applying. You need to match your expertise and with the agency that you're seeking employment with. And you want to learn all you can about that agency. And the best way, of course, is if you can be able to talk to people who already work there, who can tell you what the culture's like and what's expected of you as a potential employee. But the other thing I'd like to encourage anybody out there that I think sustainability is going to be a wonderful career. It's going to be one of those areas that's going to continue to grow over the years. And so I think this is an area that offers a lot of opportunity, not only in the federal sector, but also in the private sector as well, because everybody's got the same issues. Everybody's trying to reduce their energy. Everybody's trying to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Everybody's trying to improve their bottom line. And this is a wonderful way to do that. So if you're really interested in seeking a green career in the public sector, you can look at us in the Postal Service. You know, you can go to our green website, usps.com/green, in our green newsroom, and you can get some information about our sustainability practices that might help you make a decision whether or not you might apply for a job with the Postal Service.
Sam, that's terrific advice, and I want to thank you for joining us today. But more importantly, Bill and I would like to thank you for your dedicated efforts in making the U.S. Postal Service a model of environmental stewardship.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here, and thank you very much, Bill and Michael, for allowing me the opportunity to tell our story.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Sam Palcrano, Vice President of Sustainability within the U.S. Postal Service. My co-host from IBM has been Bill Takis. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.